Hello, everybody. I'm Rob, and I am an alcoholic. And I say that with conviction because there was some time that I talked myself out of that and told myself that I was not an alcoholic. And you tell yourself something long enough, and you start to believe it. And I got sober in 94, and I loitered for about 20 years in AA. And a little history. I started drinking at 13. After I had met my dad for the first time, he left when I was 2. And, of course, I wanted to go live with him. And Mom broke her heart, but she let me go. I was 6 hours away in Pennsylvania, and I was in town. I was around people that, you know, just like me. And I drank for the first time. And my dad, he happened to be 10 years sober at the time. And he made me go to an AA meeting. And the only thing I really remember about that was a serenity prayer and him sharing a little. But, and through then, it was just havoc, one thing after another, stealing cars, crashing cars, lying, cheating, whatever I could, just to do what I wanted to do. And like I said, I got sober in 94 the first time, and I was living in a car, broken down car, and I had tried to get sober a year before, and I had 8 months, got loaded. But this time it was really going to work. In the first 7 or 8 years, I was really involved in program. A lot of service, home group, sponsor, steps, you know, everything that it takes to stay here. And then after a while, I talked myself into, I don't like meetings. You know, I don't like meetings. So you keep telling yourself something long enough, and you're going to believe it. Well, I don't want to do things I don't like. So I didn't do meetings. And for probably 20 years, I didn't do meeting here and there. And then sooner or later, you know, shit hit the fan one more time. And I figured, you know what? I can drink, you know, and I did. I drank successfully for, 6, 8 months. And then it started to get to me. But this whole time, you know, I work in recovery and I'm lying to everybody, you know. Including myself, you know, but I told myself this, that I'm not an alcoholic. And you repeat anything, I tell you, you start to believe it. And my sobriety date right now is 9/12/25. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm grateful that I could come clean in a meeting. Wednesday was my first time to share in a group that... You know, after 27 years, I went out. And very humbling, when I tried to get sober in January, and that didn't work out so well because I didn't want to share, I didn't want to give it up. And it had to do with my work, you know, and I didn't want people to know that I'd been lying about this the whole time, you know, for a few years. And of course it didn't work. I got 4.5 months and I decided, I think I'm going to go back to it. And another 3 or 4 months of drinking. And I got lucky this time because mostly when I drank, I got into trouble. DUIs, crashing cars, nothing like that happened this time. But I was kind of dead inside. And I've always considered myself a pretty honest person, and I wasn't, you know, I wasn't honest at all. So now, my sponsor, you know, I got a sponsor that cared for me like no one's ever cared for me. Because in the beginning, when I got clean and sober, it was kind of weird. I had a bunch of guys surround me. And they took good care of me. But today I have a sponsor that really cares. He's got compassion, and we're going through the steps again. And I'm nowhere near out of the woods, man. Yesterday I thought I was going to drink, you know. I'm starting the fourth step because we've worked the first three already. And writing that stuff down, you know, and writing it down about people that aren't even on the earth anymore, you know. It kind of got me. And I had a really shitty day yesterday. And a couple days before that, I had another one, you know. Like Tuesday, Tuesday, I get off at 2, and it's home by 3, and, you know, it was a good evening to get good and tanked, you know, because I mostly drank at home. And so, yeah, I'm just really grateful to be here. And if you're loitering, you know, the whole thing about this is to be involved and get in the middle. And and I did that in the beginning that last time, but it didn't last. And I got this, you know, and I didn't, and I thought I did. So now I replace the negative shit with the good stuff, and I can do this. I can do this. I can be a newcomer. Because last January, one of the things I kept telling myself, I cannot be a newcomer. I am not going to be a newcomer. And here I stand before you, and I'm new. And it's okay. And I'm happy about getting this this huge lie, this monkey off my back. You know, I want to have this life that I've had. I had a great life in the 27 years I was around. And but it was shrinking. My world was shrinking because the people, you know, I didn't have that many close friends, and I didn't have a sponsor that was active. I had a sponsor this whole time, but I didn't have one that was active. And he's still a great friend, and I love him. He doesn't even know that I drank, and I haven't talked to him yet. He's more of a friend than anything. I've known him and his wife for 25 years. So, best thing I could tell anybody is just, this is what happens when you you do it halfway, you know. You get to, and I'm fortunate that I didn't get a DUI. And I drove a couple times, messed up. And I just can't believe I didn't get a DUI. And my mom died, and me and my siblings, after the funeral, we just got shit-faced, you know. It was just what we did. And I had never drank with my brother and my sister like that. And then the next day, I got on this plane, and I ended up in California. And I was driving with one eye open to where I needed to go. And I can't believe I made it that day. You know, because I was wiped out from the night before, 4 hours sleep. I'm just grateful to be sober today, and grateful to tell a bunch of people what's really going on. I mean, because I haven't been able to do that. I haven't been willing to do that. And I work around recovering people, and that's kind of tough, you know. But, yeah, I'm just doing, thank you. That's good. I'm just really grateful to be here, and I didn't know I was going to be a 10-minute speaker until about half an hour ago. But you know what? This time around, I'm willing to do what it takes. You know, I'm so willing to do what it takes, because I don't want to, I haven't gotten a DUI in 30 years, but I did get one. I got 8 of them. But I haven't had one in 30 years, and I don't want to get one. So I think I'm going to stick around and do what it takes and follow direction and blah, blah, blah. But no, it's not blah, blah, blah. It's serious shit. It's serious. I'm serious. I was joking, blah, blah, blah. It's very serious. I don't want to drink today. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but today I'm in a really good spot. And thanks for letting me share.